Okay, Sean Mouvarocha. I'm going to try something a little bit different, a little bit new, and see where it goes, see where it takes us as a chabura. I think we're gonna go into a Torah on the Likutei Moran. I always connected to the way that the Rebbe himself explained a Torah in the Likutei Moran, what it is. And Chaim Maran, he explains that the way a Torah is built, he says it's like entering into a palace with chambers and rooms, hallways, beautiful dining rooms, stairs upon stairs, different floors. And the second you enter into one room and look around and to enjoy what you see in the palace, immediately you see an entrance from the room that you're looking in right now into a different room, the one next to that one. That's just as, if not more, incredible. And everything opens up into each other in this architectural phenomenon that's just breathtaking. And I always connected to that. I always, when trying to learn the Likutei Moran, try and view it like that and use that as my litmus test to see whether or not, I'm working through it properly. If I'm getting that sensation, I'm experiencing that, what the Rebbe explained. So I'm gonna try and open up this almost dialogue with Rabbeinu. Certain sense, the Rebbe as a tour guide through the palace, taking a Jew, Yankala, that we'll call. If anyone can think of a better name, let me know. Other frumer or less frum, I don't know. But let's step in. Let's try and enter into Palace 56, as I'll call it. And I'm going to try and speak as Yankala and Rabbeinu and see where it goes. I felt like I felt like this would be a good mahalach. Don't know why. But maybe it's a strong way to bring out real advice from the Torah. Advice and chizik that acts as real advice about how to think, how to perceive life, mitzvos, life events, things that are happening, Avodas Hashem, Limud Torah, and so on and so forth. So yeah, hi, I'm Yankala. So this is Yankala addressing Rabbeinu, and now we're gonna enter into the dialogue. I don't know how many sessions this is gonna take at all. Could be 3, could be 15. I don't know. Could be 1, but let's just jump in. Hi, I'm Yankala. I've heard you're the best at what you do. And I know I need the absolute best. Right, so Yankla's acting sort of as like a Talmid or a patient of some sort. That's how I envisioned it. Someone going on a tour with Rabbeinu. And Yankla's saying, I heard you're the best and I know I need the absolute best, meaning to say, he's aware of his, chasronos. He's aware of his of his shortcomings and pain. He feels, person who feels, person who wants to be better. Okay, I'm gonna try and not explain every single line, but just in the beginning, maybe it's gonna help me, and it'll help, you know, anyone here listening. You know, it's a podcast, so I figured more of a podcasty type of mahalach. So again, hi, I'm Yankala. I've heard you're the best, and I know I need the absolute best. So again, I don't claim to speak for Rabbeinu. I'm just really pulling from the Sfarim, and from all across, you know, Sefer Rabbeinu, Rav Nosson. That's, you know, mostly what I'm doing, and anything other than that, you know, is from the Talmidim, the breast of the Chassidim that I've tried to spend time by and to hear Shirim from. So when I, you know, when I'm speaking for Rabbeinu, I'm not like, or at least I don't hope to pretend to know Rabbeinu or what he would say exactly, but and this is my forum, so. Hi, I'm Yankel. I've heard you the best, and I know I need the absolute best. Hi, welcome to Likut Moran, Pals 56. Before you come in, just note, this place isn't just for people that consider themselves broken and messed up. We work with everyone from the greatest, most accomplished people to the smallest and most difficult. The treatment, the tour, is this long, slow process. I guess I haven't decided whether or not I'm going in a more of a treatment clinic-y type of mahala here, or like just the palace tour situation. But you know, we'll figure it out as we go along. I guess maybe as we do the Torah, this is all right now, but Derech HaKdama a little bit. We'll get into the Torah. I guess hopefully that'll help us clarify what it is. Enter with patience and trust me. You'll see incredible results. Okay, amazing. I'm happy you said that, because sometimes I do see myself as broken and messed up. But there are other times where I'm okay, feeling productive, successful. And then sometimes where I'm just not aware at all of how I feel, or not even trying to be aware. What I came for is to just try and make sense of it all, so that I can have some peace of mind and just be happy. Okay, you came to the right place. Besides, I need you just as much as you think you need me. I don't have a specific set of instructions. I don't have a LinkedIn list of 10 things to do for success. I deal with each person individually, where they are, and everyone who comes here allows me to open new paths, new rooms, new advice, new levels. It's okay, we're talking about Yankel as a person here, right? So we're gonna try and make it more personal, more personable, more, I guess the buzzword would be vulnerable, but just more real, I guess. So Rabbeinu just told Yankala how it's not just you need me, I also need you. So Yankala responds, don't give me this you need me, I need you spiel. I know how this works. A person like pays a psychologist, a clinician, a doctor, or, you know, pays to go on a tour to see beauty and whatever. Kilu, it's not his place, he's a guest. So he feels like, okay, you know, relax. I know how this works. Don't play me. I understand, Rabbeinu responds. I understand the reluctance to accept such a thing at face value. Besides, I'm dead. As you begin to understand how this works, you'll increasingly see how true it really is. And Sefer Rabbeinu, right, there's a real musug of his kashrus to a tzaddik, of dealing with a tzaddik. When in the beginning of the journey into Sefer Avinu and Rav Nosson, it's one of the harder concepts to accept. It's very ruchni, it's very intangible, seemingly lofty. And like I said, Rabbeinu's, besides, I'm dead. Like, what do you mean? It's kashrus to tzaddik. I remember in the beginning of my journey in Sefer Rabbeinu, was like, who's the tzaddik? Do I need to find the Rebbe? Does that mean I need to find like a really awesome Rebbe? A cool guy? Like, what am I looking for when Rabbeinu is talking about this, the tzaddik? Every Torah has that aspect to it. So that's the reluctance for to accept such a thing. But as it's written here, as I'm saying, Shem Rabbeinu, as we begin to get into the Torah and understand how this works and go with the program, really start the Torah, we'll get a deeper feel for how real the idea of the tzaddik is, how truly tangible Rabbeinu's presence in our life is. So Rabbeinu responded to that, and Yankala says, if you say so, like, okay, Seder, yalla, let's begin. How does this work? Well, as I mentioned, you'll only be able to fully enjoy the wonders of this palace if you open things up. So it seems like I'm guiding this session, and the palace has been built, meaning the Torah is written out in Likutei Moran. If you open up to Nun Vav, it's there. It's like, what's the Torah? What's the journey? It's a Torah. Like, it's written like anything that's written down. It's like, it's here in front of me. What is this experiencing together? But again, we'll see. Because the Rabbeinu says you can only experience it if you take the lead. Tells Yankala, if you take the lead, then we can experience the Torah together, we can walk through the palace together, and soak in, drink in the beauty. So Rabbeinu ends up telling Yankala, you can only experience it if you take the lead. So, meaning what? What's on your mind? Rabbeinu responds, what's on your mind? Let's start there. It's hard to say, really. I guess I'm looking for a way to stay in control. So now I'm going to try and start to get into the Torah. So all of this was just kind of a Derech HaKdamah. And now I'm going to try and a little bit jump into the Torah. Let's see where this takes us. Again, I'm sort of just playing this out as it goes along. Okay, so what's on your mind? Let's start there. It's hard to say, really. I guess I'm looking for a way to stay in control. I feel like as I get older, as life happens, I'm being pulled in more and more directions. Work, marriage, kids. I love eating. Plus, as a Jew, there's this like big beast called Avodas Hashem. Learning, davening, mitzvos, yamim tovim. There's like a huge list of things that I don't know what they are. And yeah, I need that. I need the guidance from you, Rabbeinu, to help me make sense of it all, to stay in control. Ah, well said, Yankala, well said. Let's jump in. Come see the first room of the palace. Ki yesh b'chol echad mi Yisrael b'chinas malchus. Kol echad lefi bechinoso, kein yesh lo bechinos malchus. Yeshu Moishel B'Yoiser. Chein Yeshu Moishel Al Kol Ha'Olam. Kol Echad Afi B'chinas Hamalchus She'Yeshlo. B'chinas Sarei Alafim V'Sarei Meos V'Sarei Chamishim V'Sarei Asaros. So, Yankala, in this first room you'll find that every single Jew has what's called Bechinas Malchus. Well, stop there. I don't know what this Malchus thing is. And when you say every single Jew, Kol Echad B'Yisrael, what do you mean by that? I understand it means every Jew, but I just need you to clarify for me, or to validate at least that this is talking about me at all. Okay, great question. Malchus, in this sense, that every single Jew has a Bechinas Malchus, means that every Jew has a Shlichus, has a kingship, a kingdom that they're in charge of. So you, Yankala, thought, you're walking around. Simple guy, a Yankala, a Yosala. Walking around, doing what you can in the world, trying to be a good person, a moral person, following Shulchan Aruch, doing mitzvahs, learning Torah. I understand you thought of it as I'm just doing my best. But I'm telling you this, you have a kingdom. This is a kingdom that you are in charge of, that the Ribono shel Olam sent you into the world, into this world, into Olam Hazeh, because he gave you a very specific job, a kingdom to rule over. Wow, okay. Rabbeinu, that's wonderful. That's great. And I'm gonna try and accept that. But I need more practical understanding of what are you saying? Like, now what? I can yell at people? Like, what am I supposed to do with this information? Okay, I'm gonna continue to explain. Every Jew's malchus means, and it gives them the responsibility, more than responsibility, really the feeling of importance, of being valued, of knowing that you have value. The second you accept that you are part of Kol Echad B'Yisrael, and that you were given a Bechinas Malchus, that Hashem created you with a Bechinas Malchus, with a job, the Shlichus, a job that you're never fired from, and a job that you're constantly succeeding in, whether you feel like it or not, that changes the game. It's a totally different game. So to address what you said earlier is that, yeah, you're being pulled in 100 different directions. Kol Echad B'Yisrael. Every single Jew is being pulled in 100 different directions. Work, marriage, kids, Torah, tefillah. It's a never-ending list. And each thing branches out into a million different things. Work, your boss hates you. Work, you have too much money, you have not enough money. Marriage, shalom bais is hard. Or I'm not married. I can't find my zivug. Kids, kids. My kids are young and changing diapers all day. I can't, for a second, I don't have a minuchas nefesh, quiet. Right, davening, davening, kavana, davening the kavana. All I hear is that I have to have a little bit more kavana, a little bit more kavana, like a little bit more kavana. I don't have any kavana to begin with. Learning. I don't know how to learn, or my chavrusa is much better at learning than me, or I don't learn enough, or I hate learning. saying every single topic branches out into a million topics. And we're being pulled in all of those directions. So the response is Kol echad b'Yisrael yesh lo b'chinas malchus. Some people are shoyer b'beiso. Okay, meaning to say, even your home, which seems so incredibly, incredibly separate from revealed holiness, obvious spiritual experience, your home is your b'chinas malchus, is your shlichus in the world. First and foremost, to just be in your home and believe that this is just different. I'm different. I'm part of Kol Echad B'Yisrael. My home is different. It's first and foremost, that's the groundwork. Where we go from there, okay, we have a lot of palace to cover. But that's first and foremost. And not just your home. Right? It says, V'yeshu Moishel B'Yoser. Right? B'Yoser means that you were deeper and you were able to clarify for yourself more that you have a Bechinas Malchus, you believe more in your Malchus, you believe more in your Shlichus. You believe that the plates in your home are just the Shlichus from Hashem. There's nothing in the world that's empty of actual godliness. Nothing can exist if the Ribbono Shel Olam is not breathing life into this inanimate object or this flower, plant life, tree, or the chickens and cows and animal kingdom and people and the thoughts that I have and the words that are spoken to me and the things that are happening around me, things that I'm doing are being done to me. All of that only exists and continues to exist because Hashem's Baruch decides and is consistently, without pause, breathing life into that thing. For what purpose? Ki kol echad b'Yisrael yesh lo b'chinas malchus. So these 100 different things that are happening in your life, 1,000 different things that are happening in your life, it might be on the surface exhausting and heavy and causing you sadness and pain, which you express to me, Yankala. But we have to change our perspective here. You're entering into the palace of Torah Nun Vav, Palace 56. We hope to leave here different people. Wow. That's wonderful. I truly, truly hope I can leave here with that perspective. That would be incredible to go from a person who sees himself as an average Joe trying to do good from time to time and not do, negative things most of my day, to a person who views himself and his life as inherently important and powerful. That we have power. I'm saying we have the Bechinas Malchus. That would be incredible if I can really make that happen. But sitting here listening to you, going on this tour, that's great. That's wonderful. But that's not my life. I wanna truly carry this with me. I wanna truly carry this with me. Okay. Of course you do. And I want you to carry it with you. And that's why I'm getting into this idea, and I bring out this idea that there is someone who's Moishel al kol ha'olam. There is a manhig and a moshel on the entire world. So the problem, Yankalo, that you're that you're encountering now, and the desire that you have to bring this out, and the lack of confidence that you have that you can really truly live with this, is because you feel that you're alone in it. And like any normal person is, we're drawn by our surroundings, our life experiences sort of shape how we feel and how we conduct ourselves. And you're alone, okay? It's one thing if you maybe if you're a part of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Chabura, you're part of the Chevraya Kadisha, and every day you had 5 hours to sit with Rav Shimon and the Ari HaKadosh, the Ari's Chabura, to understand that there's pnimius, that there's a shlichus in everything. Hashem created the world in a way that you need to be mashlim in the world, that you have a shlichus in everything. Hashem essentially saying, I need you. Right? That's obviously, much easier if you're, that's your crew, 50 men who are just living with incredible vitality and chiyus. But we're alone. What are we supposed to do? We're alone. Everyone's alone. Peoples is peoples. We're all trying to make do. So how are you going to live this way? So here's where I come in. Here's where I come in. Is what I mentioned before. This idea of the tzaddik, of the one who's Moshe Kol HaOlam. So let's go from here, from this room into the next room. Bechinas HaMalchus. Look around, the Angela. Bechinas HaMalchus. See the beauty of this room. This room is life-changing. Bechinas HaMalchus Hazoi Sheyesh B'chol Echad. Hi Bez Galia U'Bez Kasia. The Malchus, the Shlichus that everyone has, is in a revealed way and a hidden way. Bez Galia Hainu HaMemshala Sheyesh L'Kol Echad L'Fi Bechinaso Shu Moishel Al Elu HaNashim Bez Galia Kfi Bechinas HaMalchus Shalom. So everyone has a malchus, a shlichus, Beis Galia, revealed in a revealed way. We have the people that surround us on a day-to-day basis. It's very obvious that, okay, Hashem is looking at me and wants me, and I'm dealing with these people. I'm dealing with these people in my life on a day-to-day basis, and if I accept that this is my malchus, and I see these people, and that's wonderful. If I can live that way, that's wonderful. If I can figure out how to live in my malchus, to be shorer bebesi, a home where there's a Rosh Bayis, where there's a malchus there, a home where there's emunah in every corner, then that's wonderful. Yankel, that's wonderful. If you can live that way. Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender, future Talmud of mine. He once walked into the home of a different breast of a chassid, and he said, "Ah, Tzoyin Yaakov," right? He was able to tell the home was dripping with the light of Rabbeinu. Home was dripping with Simcha and Emunah. Right, and that's when a person is really accepts that they have a malchus, so they can be sure rebbeisam. Shorer on their life, right? Echad b'beiso, echad is Moshe b'yoser. Everyone in their place in the world. That's Beis Galia. That's what's happening in a very obvious way. U'Beis Kasia. Hold on, Beis Galia. Oh, Beis Kasia. Who? Gam yesh lekol echad lefi bechinas malchus beiskasya. Then she'af she'bez galia nir she'ein lo shum memshala al elu hanashim. Kol zeh beiskasya behelim godol hu moishel al elu hanashim. Kine shmosim heim tachtav v'nichnoim tachtav. V'gam zos ha'bechina shel malchus beiskasya hi lekol echad lefi bechinaso. Bechinas sarei alofim b'sarei meos. So yeah, everyone has a malchus beis galia, the people in their lives that that see this person as a leader, right? And obviously using that malchus in a way to bring people closer to Hashem, bring people simcha. But there's also malchus b'iskasya, where a person is part of Klal Yisrael, right? Ki yesh b'chol echad mi'Yisrael. What does it mean to be part of Klal Yisrael? I'm waiting for your response, Yankala. What does it mean to be part of Klal Yisrael? I don't know. I guess, Klal Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. We have like a level of arevus, responsibility for one another, try and do chesed for one another. That's a great answer. It's very true. We do have that responsibility. But on a deeper level, what's happening, what it means to be part of the structure of the neshama achas of Klal Yisrael, because really it's one neshama. We make up the Shechina in this world. We make up the Hashem's Kala, created a nation called Klal Yisrael. And that neshama came down, everyone lefi bechinasam, each one in their place, into their body, but in the deeper realm, in the inner spiritual realm, that's much more real and much more alive than what we see with our eyes. We're one neshama. We're one neshama. So even for a person who feels like he's not moishel on anyone, beiskalia, in a revealed way. But the truth is, beiskastia, we're all connected. We're all part of neshama achas, which gives every person the incredible responsibility to not just stay and accept their sadness and accept their weak view of themselves, like, oh, okay, I'm just whatever, chalish sadas. Don't accept it, because when you decide to strengthen yourself, Yankala, it's not just you who's getting strength, but you are elevating the entire structure of Nishmas Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. So start to accept that, start to see. So Yankala's kids just walked in. We're gonna wrap up this last question. Yankala asked, he's alone. What's he gonna do? So we're just gonna read this line and come back to it next time. V'yesh echad shebizgal yeimlo shum memshala, af al pi kein bezkasio behelem gadol hu moishel al kol hador, v'afilo al kol tzadikei hador. Ki kol nishmaseihem hem kulam tachas memshalto u'malchusei. Kulam nichnoim u'kfufim eilav. And the Rebbe's, referring to himself, but we'll try and jump into that more next time.